The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
You're listening to the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
All right, we are here with William Eklund of the San Jose Sharks. Finally back home, man. You get a couple of days off in between games. How are you feeling heading into Tuesday night's game?
Feel good. You know, obviously, this is weird having some days off here and be back home. So it's good to be back home and, you know, looking forward to tomorrow's game.
What is the best part about getting back home for you after a long road trip? Is it the getting in your own bed, or is it getting back to the food that you normally eat when you're not on the road?
I think, you know, combining both, you know, coming home is pretty nice and, you know, get a little more into your routines at home, and it's a little different from the road, but yeah, it feels good to be home.
Do you still have your mom's food stored in the freezer like you said you did last year?
No, not that this time, but she's coming here soon for Christmas, so maybe she'll help me out.
Nice, nice, good deal. Obviously, the game on Saturday night, pretty frustrating. I won't ask your opinions on some of the calls, but I will ask you how difficult it is to play in a game where there's that many whistles, where there's that many penalties, where the flow is just kind of taken away.
Yeah, it's tough sometimes. You know, it's going to be those games, though. It's 82 games in the season, and, you know, it's not going to be every game that it's flowing. So you're going to have those games when it's going to be blow down, and I feel like that was a game Saturday, and it was a little weird game.
Yeah, it was a weird game. I look at the way the team has evolved this year. You guys are able to win some of those tight games now. Like earlier in the season, you know, there were some shootouts. There was like the game against Dallas, Anaheim early on, where you weren't able to win them. But now we look back at the game against Washington. That was a tight win that you guys were able to take control of. The game against St. Louis to end the six-game road trip. What do you think the difference is in those tight wins versus a tight loss like Saturday night?
Sometimes it's just, you know, wanting more than them. You know, I think last game, obviously, in the third period, we weren't really playing that good. And, you know, we got to stay on attack. We're an attacking team. I feel like that's going to be our main thing going into the future. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a lot of skilled guys in the lineup. And we're just going to stay on the gas pedal and keep going, I feel like.
The coach has challenged you recently, shifted you around on lines a little bit, sat you down at the end of a period. Do you like that when a coach is challenging you and he's sending you a message like, hey, I need more from you? Because in a way, it's almost a compliment. They're saying, you are this good. We need you to be the best player that you can be.
Yeah, obviously, it's going to be ups and downs during the season. And I know that coming into the season. And, you know, it's for every player. And obviously, the team needs me to do good things out there. And, you know, I want to do good things out there. So, yeah, you know, I will do that.
You've picked up right where you left off at the end of last year, just being a consistent producer. You know, I've talked to people who say that you are developing into a star in this league. I don't know if you want to get into that, but does it feel good to have your game produce the results that you probably expect?
Yeah, you know, it feels good. You know, obviously, it's like I said, it's ups and downs during the season, but I feel like I've taken a huge step from last year, too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I want to continue to take those steps. You know, I'm only 22 years old, and trying to find my game even more and more in this league and, you know, becoming that player that I want to be.
You were, I remember, I don't know if upset is the right term, maybe disappointed 4 years ago when you were up for, you know, seven games and then you got moved back to Sweden for the rest of that year. Knowing what you know now about the NHL and what it takes, do you kind of think like, well, it was good for me to be upset because you wanted it, but it's been better for your development in the long run?
It's a tough question to ask. You know, right there, I wanted to stay. I don't know if I wouldn't feel this different than it today. You know, I always wanted to stay in the best league in the world. And,
right.
You know, obviously, it's going to be tough to play in the best league in the world. And I knew that. I knew that 4 years ago. I know that now. So it's a little different from there to now. Obviously, I'm a different person. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been way better for sure.
And your play, I mean, I remember back then we all saw the potential, but now you are the potential. I mean, do you think about where your game was versus where it is now and just think about, oh, yeah, I'm a different player now?
Yeah, for sure. You know, obviously, yeah, that's the thing I wanted to be.
Yeah.
You know, continue to get better. I know how hard I work, you know, in the summer and here and there. And you know, I think if you do those things right, you're going to get be a better player. And that's what I think I've done.
So this is the breaking news that I learned today, because I know that you're a soccer fan, and you know, I work for the Earthquake, so it's a big part of my world as well. Fabian doesn't do the pregame soccer routine, he says, but he's a fan himself.
That's crazy.
Why doesn't he? How, you got to like peer pressure him into doing that.
It's the first tweet I think I ever played with that doesn't play soccer. So, you know,
but he says he's a fan. He likes, he likes Manchester United.
It is weird. So that's, you know, it's I've been on him on that, and gonna be keeping on him on that. But I don't know. One day maybe he'll pull in there.
You got to get Alex on him as well, because I know he's a big fan.
He's good. He's a really good player. So
that's what he said. Who was your team growing up?
My team. It's my Swedish team, obviously. You're running.
Yes.
So I got to say that, but I'm more towards Man United than everyone else. And I think that's kind of what I'm rocking with.
Yeah. So he was saying that he liked Zlatan Ibrahimovic. That's it. So I was like, you probably liked it when he was with Man U.
Yeah. I love that. It's the biggest guy we ever had. So it's pretty cool.
Nice. Looking ahead to Tuesday's game tomorrow, against a good Winnipeg team that you guys did not have success with previously, but you're coming off very good performances against Carolina, against Florida, against Washington, some of the top teams in the East Conference. Do you feel that prepares you well for tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think so. You know, obviously it's going to be, you play really good teams, and, you know, it's always going to be tough to win against. It's tough to win games in this league, and we know that. And it's not different for tomorrow. You know, we're going to come in there and we're going to be hungry from the start.
Nice. Well, I appreciate your time as always, William. Have a good one.
Thank you.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.